Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke. The first major snowfall of the year has provided more than a few challenges for Milwaukeeans. There was Sunday morning's shoveling, then Sunday afternoon's shoveling, and of course, Sunday evening's shoveling. And if you didn't get around to Sunday evening's shoveling, there was Monday morning's shoveling. And if that weren't enough, the wind started whipping around the piles of snow soon after it stopped falling. Still, you would think the residents of Wisconsin's North Woods, who are used to copious amounts of snowfall, might look with some amusement at our relatively modest snow depth in these parts. Not so Lake Effect essayist George Burdies.
Up here in the woods, we pretty much take snowstorms for granted. Oh, sure, we cuss and sweat and fret as we struggle with shovels and snowblowers and digging ourselves out of white caves. But then, in a periodic bravado, and with our big city cousins in mind, we strut the thought that those urban folks don't even come close to matching us when it comes to snow. Yes, yes, it's good to be a survivor, a doer of hard challenges. We up northers deserve to snap our suspenders over whittling down a big pile of snow. But I believe it's a mistake to regard our big city friends as wimps when mean winter storms hammer places like Milwaukee or Chicago. I base my plea on the experience of having been in Milwaukee during that fateful period of last February when a rip-snorter of a storm dumped 12-plus inches of snow and then whipped it into wind-driven swirling dunes that paralyzed the city. It's an amazing thing to see a busy, dizzy city come to a cold stop. It was so bad that city buses were pulled off the streets early. Schools were already closed in anticipation. Stores and offices quickly followed suit, shutting their doors early. People by the thousands began the long and dangerous trek home on clogged, icy streets and expressways that were anything but express. Out of the sprawl and amid its towering office buildings, however, symbols emerge from the driven snow, and what they say silently and without boasting is, "Hey, you guys up in the woods, we're just as tough as you are." That fact was embodied in one small but gigantic example I witnessed about noon on the storm's second day at the intersection on the northern edge of downtown. I had ventured out to a nearby grocery. To get there, I had to climb, slush through, maneuver around mounds of snow, unavoidably pushed into those crossing points by plows, making the road safer for cars but far more challenging for walkers. As I approached that virtually impassable crosswalk, I came on a young woman standing at the edge of a towering pile of snow, trying to decide how best to confront it, to get to the other side. However, she brought with her an even greater obstacle that doubled the challenge. She was a youngish, small woman, early 20s, I'd guess, and no more than 5 feet tall. However, her body was twisted and gnarled by some unknown disease or accident. She carried a cane. I stood silently a few feet behind her, ready to help if needed, but hesitant to intrude on her dignity and gutsy independence. She started by putting one foot forward into a deep slush pile, nearly to the top of her boots. She used the cane to probe the target of her next step. Wavering as much by fear as wind, she made the second step, tottered, and then ever so slowly, the next step and the next that finally put her out onto the roadway. I heaved a sigh of relief and followed. After we were both out of the snowy morass, she stopped and pondered her next move. It was then she peered back at me and uttered what was assuredly the prize-winning understatement of the year. "Not easy walking out here." What that brave, young, handicapped, but determined urban citizen of Milwaukee proved so forcefully is that we folks up here in the woods have nothing over our big city cousins when it comes to confronting snowstorms. One thing for sure, winter snowstorms are not for wimps.
Essayist George Birdie spends part of the year in the temperate climes of Milwaukee and the warmer months in the North Woods. Many of his essays originally ran in a weekly series on WXPR in Rhinelander. There is a link to the full collection at his blog, East of Eagle River, and you'll find a link to it from wuwm.com/lakeeffect. On a day you're sucked in by snow, it's always nice to have a good book to spend some time with. Books and Company's Lisa Bedoin joins us after a break with some books that might have slipped under your radar. Keep listening. This is Lake Effect from WUWM.